This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this beautiful, sunny, somewhat hot Saturday. We are streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app. And on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We have been here since March 1996. We proudly bring you this January 14, 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine in what should be the year of the voice. I'm Macca and Paul is on panel and my co-host is Todd Fernando. James is doing program support on the front desk and our fabulous podcast is also James. It's 25, heading for a top of 37. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Commissioner, Comptroller, Good. Supremo, Todd.
Your Excellency.
Your Excellency, Your Eminence. Actually, no, Your Eminence, that's usually a religious person.
No, let's not call me
that. You're eminent, but you're not
Look,
Your Eminence.
It's fabulous to be back, Macca.
It is.
In the year of 2023 of The Voice, which I absolutely hear that and agree with.
And we're going to talk about that in my op-ed, which I'm very happily sharing with Todd. That'll be just after the 11 o'clock news. And we welcome feedback from our listeners. There's another subject we're going to talk about today, which is very dear to my heart, which is greyhounds.
Mm. So you love a good greyhound, don't you?
I do, but we're going to be talking about that. So that's the disclosure. That's the last segment of the day. Who are we talking to today, Todd? We've actually got a.
We have a brilliant lineup, I think, for this particular show.
We do, and it's particularly tailored to you.
Well, tailored in that we're going to be speaking with Gabrielle Dimitri, who's a new Greens member for Richmond.
Yes,
and talk about her new role as an MP.
Mm. Then Rodney Croom, President of Equality Australia. We're going to be speaking to him from Tasmania about Tasmania's proposed ban. I'm not sure the legislation's passed yet on Nazi symbols. And, of course, that's a matter that's been in the news this week.
And then after the op-eds, we're going to excitingly talk to Catherine Rickwood, who's an ageing advocate and the new view on ageing here in Australia, which I think is going to be very exciting. It seems that both at a state and a federal level, ageing is the new call card. So exciting to chat with
so
Catherine.
How do you classify ageing? What is the year that it starts
at? Well, start aging from when you're out.
Okay. So, but is there a year?
Sorry, Macca, you've got to explain. Good morning, it's Paul here. You've got to explain. As Todd was saying, when you're born effectively, you were doing the motions of someone being born.
Gravity, coming out.
Yes.
The first time we come out. You
know? Yes. Very good, Todd.
So, then Georgie Purcell, the Animal Justice Party newly elected member for Northern Victoria. Georgie is pushing for an inquiry into greyhound racing, and this follows on from a lot of the great advocacy work Fiona Patton did.
Mm.
We didn't quite end up getting a greyhound park for people with greyhounds because greyhounds in a park with other dogs, particularly small, white, fluffy dogs, may not be the best thing. Mm. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to speak with actually the founder of the Glam Slam event as part of the Australian Open, Rowan D'Souza. I remember interviewing Rowan many years ago back at Bourke Street when this was first happening and getting it off the ground and making it happen. And it's had great support from certainly from the City of Melbourne. The Australian Open, of course, you know.
I mean, 6 years, right?
6 years. I mean, who knows, you know, what Craig Tiley thinks about it. But
Well, Margaret Court.
But or Margaret who?
Mm. And then
what was that name?
I don't know.
Who's she?
I think there was a bit of a glitch in there.
Ah.
Do you know Margaret Court?
No.
Okay, no.
We actually had a SatMag mug which had a picture of her with a particular grimace and the caption was "Tennis is full of lesbians."
Okay, let's move on, Macca.
Why?
You know, there's a special moment, I think, on SatMag when both James and I go very quiet as Maggie talks.
And it's a great lineup this morning.
It is. And I want to, you know, I want to thank everyone that listens and sends us messages. We even get messages. I get messages after the show.
On your personal phone?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, on my Joy email from folk who are interested in what we talked about and putting a point of view, which is fine.
And if you are interested in letting us know your views, you can SMS us on 0427 569 949.
Or onair@joy.org.au. And we're not doing many Twitter posts this morning because Fiona's out and about. And often when Fiona's not here, Paul's partner Ben does it, but he's out having a big brekkie.
He's up in North Melbourne somewhere.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Has he taken the car?
He has taken the car. He dropped me off this morning.
Ah, there you go.
So make sure the roof's up, Ben. Don't burn your head.
Yes. So there you go. There's lots happening. Just quickly, this week for you, Todd, you've been on leave. You go back to work next week officially.
Yes, officially. I'm currently this week. I got back into the country earlier this week, and my catch cry for the week was, I'm online but no meetings.
Right.
Catching up on all the emails.
So your diary for your first week back, how full is it?
I have tomorrow off, and then I'm good for 7 days of work.
Right.
Yeah, because it's midsummer.
Yes, of course.
So back into the swing of things. Carnival is next week, which is really exciting. You know, it's the calendar of festivities here in Melbourne, and what a beautiful sunny time that we're having.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Yes, we're almost in the middle of summer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.